We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am Patrick Lyons.
I'm Susie Hunter. Patrick, what a weekend. What a game that I bet Kyle Freeland wished he won before watching the Nuggets. Also, Where is he even watching the game?
On the plane, I'm guessing.
Do they have that kind of Wi-Fi on the plane?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm worried about him.
We do have a, you know, he could go private jet route and fly directly
in. Like, he would do that.
And then chopper to the roof of Ball Arena and go in and take a seat. Will we see him at the game tonight? Would we have seen him had he won today's game? Unfortunately, it was a 2-0 loss to the Royals. Rockies not able to finish off the sweep. Would have been nice to come away from this road trip 3-4. Alas, 2-5. That one kind of hurt to not be able to finish off the sweep.
I mean, we've had worse road trips for sure.
This is true.
And it's definitely a little more disappointing when it's against a team like the Royals that you don't expect anything from. But that being said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. And Kyle Freeland looked really solid. You know, he did have a perfect game going into the fifth inning. Mm-hmm. So the mojo was working for him really well. Did eventually give up a double to MJ Melendez. That run scored. So, you know, it was probably one of his around his top five best starts of the year, 7 innings pitched. He did come out for the eighth, which is a rarity right now in baseball in general.
Yeah.
So that was cool that he was able to go out for that. Does give up that home run that we were hoping would get overturned, wasn't. And that's how the score got to be 2-0. But 7 innings pitched, 2 runs, 4 hits, no walks. Only 1 strikeout, but you'd rather no walks more than anything.
Buddy hates walks.
He hates it.
Don't fucking walk in front of him.
there's a car near the bar that I'll see parked out here. Hopefully it's nobody who works here. But their license plate says, and I feel like it's Bud Black's car. The license plate says DONTBB. Don't walk. Don't base on balls.
Oh my God.
And I sort of feel like that's Bud Black's car. Does he live in this neighborhood? I don't know. No, he doesn't.
Bud Black does not live off Colfax. Get out of here.
No.
What are you talking about?
He doesn't drive a Mini Cooper. No, I don't know what kind of car it is, but it's small. I always think of him when I see that. Yeah, he does hate the walks.
I'm keeping my eye out for this car from now on.
I'll tell you where it usually hangs out about because that one's always
You know
fun.
What? No, don't tell me. I'm going to find it on my own. Right, now that I know it exists, you know when you think about an orange car and all you see is an orange car?
Yes.
It's like the same thing. I'm going to find that license plate.
There are actually a lot of orange cars out on the road right now. June is a big month for orange cars. See, we're doing an experiment right now, and everyone listening to the show, they're going to start thinking that they see more orange cars now. Edit this out later. Okay, so we did have a rain delay. Quickest rain delay in the history of rain delays. That was pretty good.
I was concerned with that rain delay just because like we're on a little bit of a tight schedule because, you know, the Nuggets pregame stuff will be starting up pretty much right after this show gets out.
It started before our show too, even.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. I mean, like the bar's also been packed all freaking day.
Yeah.
But I was concerned and I like messaged Tiffany, who's producing for us today. Thank you, Tiff. Hi. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to totally like ruin our day. It was a 16-minute rain delay. So fast.
Great.
The first rain delay we've had. I don't really count opening day because it was like a several hours postponement the night before.
Rain postponement is different than a rain delay.
This was the first rain delay.
Yeah. That's how you know we're like baseball people. We're like, there's specific vocabulary we would like to change and go, technically, this is a delay. That's a postponement. It was raining dogs and cats in northern Colorado, where there's got to be some flooding going on up there. It was a lot. There were rivers where there shouldn't be rivers.
Oh.
So it was wild. It got better as we got into Denver, but
okay,
I was okay with the rain delay was so light. the grounds crew, they were just standing on the tarp. They didn't even like roll anything out. They're just like, we'll roll it out. And then should we go? No. Okay, we'll wait. Now should we go? Like, it was so quick. So that was really nice. It was cool that Mike Moustakas, who got the start today at first base for the Rockies, got a nice little standing ovation. Tip of the helmet.
And apparently they put in for the standing ovation request.
Yes.
First time the Rockies have done that this season.
Yeah, home plate umpire, I think it was Alan Porter, went out, you know, cleaned the plate off. Yeah, that was nice. I don't know how many more of those we're going to get.
Yeah.
Harold Castro is not going to Detroit. Detroit's coming to Colorado.
And also, like, I mean, I feel like it's different when it's like a dude that won a World Series with you.
Totally. Way you know? Different than just, oh, yeah, that's right. You played with us.
Like, oh, yeah, I remember him. Like, yeah, that's not Mike Moustakas and KC.
No, definitely not. Not the case. Nolan Jones probably wouldn't have gotten that treatment in Cleveland. He wasn't on the roster at the time. But he did get two hits today, so that was good for him to see that. Casey was actually where he got his first big league home run last July.
I was just going to talk about this because I guess they showed on the AT&T broadcast how if it goes in the fountain, which his did go in the fountain, they can't get that during the game because the fountains are on, and that would be kind of dangerous to go down in. But they have to send like a diver down with a net.
Really?
And he couldn't get the ball until the next day. So like after the game, the guy went in, fished it out.
I did not know that story.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I wonder, how many ball players for their first hit or home run or whatever had to wait like 24 hours to get the ball for whatever it was. That's strange.
So interesting.
They should convert the fountain out in center field into like a proper pool where people can like have fun out there. Or Lazy River.
Lazy River.
I feel like that's very fitting of Kansas City. Saturday was a big win, 6-4 for the Rockies. They were locked in 5 runs in the first inning, which was wonderful to see. Elijah Montero with a triple, then the oxygen tank. He plays at altitude, so I think he can breathe well after running 3 bases at once. You know what I mean? It's not just one base, catch your breath, then another. 3 at once, Susie, for Monty. That's something.
That was fun. That's good to see.
Yeah, he's been playing a lot more, which is good. Nolan Jones has been playing a lot more. He's hitting around .333 since his call-up on May 26th. So it's really important that those two guys are getting a lot of playing time. Brenton Doyle still playing a lot in center field. And Ezekiel Tovar actually saw, we were talking with our Diehards Only Discord, one of the great perks of becoming a member at thednvr.com. I was looking at some of the odds, and like Tovar's like the 23rd. That was not an ad read segue.
I just thought it was. I got nervous.
That was a false alarm.
I got nervous.
But like Tovar's like 23rd in line on DraftKings Sportsbook for Rookie of the Year. He's like plus 10,000.
Right, let's go.
I'm like, there's 22 other guys more likely to be Rookie of the Year than him right now. Like, that's just... And then Brenton Doyle's on the list, too. He's also plus 10,000 right now.
Listen. You're saying there's a chance?
There could be a chance.
He's just gotta be in the mix.
There's definitely a chance. Tovar did have 2 hits on Saturday, which was really nice. He did steal a base. Alan Trejo also stole a base. I know during the game, and you listen to some of the TV broadcasts and some of the radio, right? You're kind of... You about 50-50?
No, I am. It depends on, like, what I'm doing. I'm mostly TV this season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of mostly radio. And again, it's like what you're doing.
Yeah, it depends on what else I have going on.
Absolutely. And so Jack Corrigan was talking about everybody went out to dinner on Saturday night. And so Corey Little, head of the PR department for the Rockies communication team, said, all right, Tovar needs a nickname. Little Toe obviously is not sticking. He doesn't like Zeke. Okay, don't blame him.
That's fine. I don't like that much either.
But Corey said, how about just Easy? Like Easy, first 2 letters in his name. It does make me think of Eazy-E, the rapper. Okay, tough guy, right? LA Raiders cap, you know, the black and silver. Let's take it one step further. Let's go to the first 2 letters of his first name and the first letter of his last name. How about Eazy-T? Like, it's not Eazy-E.
That's too long for a nickname.
It's too long. 3 letter syllables.
It's too long.
Okay.
It's too clunky.
Too clunky?
It's too clunky.
All right.
Although have you noticed on the scoreboard, whenever Ezekiel Tovar does something great, they have like this like E.T., like the movie, like they have like this E.T. every time he like has a hit.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like an E.T. themed thing for Ezekiel Tovar that plays on the scoreboard.
How about
you have a better view of the scoreboard than I do from where you sit in the press box. You gotta start looking.
I'm watching the field.
It's after. You gotta look up a little bit.
Well, we need to tell Jack Corrigan, how about the home run call for Ezekiel Tovar? Ezekiel Tovar to left field. E.T. run home.
That's a good one.
Four-run blast. That would be a grand slam, Patrick. All right, so
yes.
We got something to work with here. I think we got something to work with.
There's definitely material to work with.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Austin Gomber still doesn't have a nickname. He's like his third year in. Gomby is okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, also, nicknames need to be organic, and, like, not everyone, like, needs a nickname.
All, yeah, nicknames are like strawberries. They should only be organic. You told me that once.
I did.
And I think that was a great...
I say that all the time.
You have a pillow on your couch, actually, with that embroidered on there.
Yeah, that and the pillow that says Ezekiel Tovar got his first home run off Clayton Kershaw.
Bingo.
My favorite pillow.
Bingo. I love that. No, Austin Gomber, not really good on Saturday. He came out early, but hell yeah for Matt Carasetti. Second career win, first win in 2,479 days, 7 years ago in 2016.
That is so many days.
Good for him. So he was days. Really good.
He has been really good.
He has been. Yeah. His first outing, he gave up like, I want to say maybe it was three runs in an inning. And since then, like 8 1/3 innings, scoreless innings.
Yeah.
He's been really good.
Yeah. No, his first outing, I was just like, oh man, like not another. And then he's been great ever since. And I'm just like, man, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Especially considering he was like all set to retire from baseball.
He was.
Yeah.
Precipice.
He had called the Yard Goats and was like, hey, I want to be the pitching coach. And they're like, nah, you should come pitch.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Man. So I wonder if this gives him a leg up to get the job now that he's.
You know, I think if he wants the job, I think
he's exceeded his expectations.
He has. Yeah.
I think that makes sense. You know, we had talked in our last show together on Wednesday about, you know, or maybe it was even Tuesday. Hey, could we see a change at closer here? Bard was pitching really well. Johnson had been shaky in some moments. Didn't have a blown save last week at home, but did give up those four runs that end up tying a game. Rockies came back to win it, so that, you know, all ends well. All's well that ends well, right? No harm, no foul. They got the win. Mm-hmm. But then the Thursday one, I know you must have talked about a little bit on Friday.
Yeah.
That blown save was bad.
That was bad.
That was a backbreaker against the Diamondbacks. And then we saw Justin Lawrence last night come out. He finished off the eighth. Got into a jam. He gave up a run there on Saturday night, but he gets the save and he helps Brad Hand out in the process. So Lawrence, I don't know that he's officially going to be the closer. It could be closer by committee for a little bit. I think it'll still be Pierce Johnson's job, but we may be transitioning out of this just a little bit.
I foresee a closer by committee situation for the time being. Like I definitely see that happening.
Yeah, once Bard's really ready to kind of take over, or when the wheels fall off for somebody else, then that'll happen. But the wheels are not falling off here at the DNVR
bar. Oh, there we go.
Because we got game two, and then game three, and then game four, and then we're not even looking at game five. This is going to be a sweep, Susie. I'm not worried about jinxing.
Knock on wood.
I'm not knocking on wood. I'm going roller coaster style. Hands up. Nuggets are winning this thing in four, baby.
Patrick.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just in case. No harm, no foul.
It's like, damn it, Patrick. Just do it.
I had it for the photo opportunity. All right. They snapped my photo. I'll buy it. I'll get it in a frame. And now I'm going to knock. Okay.
Yeah. You're upsetting Christian in the chat.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that, Christian. Now, diehards, this is the time of year to really like get on board besides all of the behind the scenes stuff that you're getting on Discord. You know, there's a $10 cover charge to come down here at the bar. But you do get some Breck Brews. If you're a diehard, you don't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah, no. So if you come in, if you're a diehard, you don't have to pay the $10 cover. You still get the free Breck Brew that everyone who paid cover gets. Yeah. You're going to get a free t-shirt. So sign up right now. You can walk in, get your free t-shirt, and we have like great gear too. We have so much going on.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're watching us for us and you're not like hip to the Nuggets and all that, that's okay. You can get a Nugget shirt. We won't be offended. Take that free shirt. You get a new one each and every year, 15% off all your food and drink when you're down at the bar, 20% off all the takeovers. We got one coming up on Saturday. Less than a week today,
man. I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun. Whether you love Tatis or you hate him and you want to heckle him, it's going to be a great game.
And do we know if our seats are in right field again? Because that's kind of
his position
these days.
Oh, you know what? Let's message Spencer and find out.
Yeah, and he gets the tickets right from the Rockies, so they're going to be a little bit better. You're getting a whole bunch of stuff in the takeover package, like a free shirt. If you came to the last one and you already have our Rocky shirt, you can still get a different one. Mm-hmm. It's great. But you know what? If you're not able to come to Saturday's game and you're going to a different game, or you're in a different market and you're traveling to see the Rockies or two other teams, Fear not, because Game Time Tickets would be the way to go. For that, you use code DNVR, and you actually get $20 off your first purchase, which is wonderful. And the cool thing with Game Time is it's hard for the NBA Finals, because that's just, we are the place to be really in the sporting world. In basketball world, number one, right now, this minute. In the sporting world, we're still kind of number one, right? It's the NBA Finals. Sure, Stanley Cup's going on.
Yeah.
But you can at least, if you know you're going to spend a couple bucks to get your tickets, you can wait until 2 hours before the start of the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. And all those ticket brokers that, look, they got their tickets, they want to make money. They don't want to sit on tickets and not get their money. So the prices are going to go down as you wait. And Game Time Ticket allows for that a lot closer to the start of the event. So you can take advantage of that in a really big way. I've done enough to see shows at Red Rocks. It's fantastic. Use code DNVR when you're on Game Time Tickets so that you can get $20 off your first pair of seats. And Pins and Aces, they're bringing me this hat, this red cap. It's amazing. You can pick me out of a crowd anywhere.
Yeah, honestly, yes. You have a lot of red going on.
It's a red day. And see, we're on studio in Studio B and not A, so I can't lean back, you know, cross my legs. You can see my red socks that really set off this whole outfit.
No, we don't need to see your... Are you really wearing red socks?
Do you doubt me?
No. Yes, I do, because you're always, like, always making stuff up.
My socks always match my shirt. Like, that's the thing that I typically try to do. Now that you know that, you won't be able to ever unsee my sock color.
Well, like, I don't think any of our viewers need to see your socks, but we love your Pins and Aces hat. We do need to see that.
No, and you need to see their liquor stick and their beer sleeve. It's a way where you can sneak in a little extra something for yourself, so you don't have to wait for the 19th hole and... you know, pay those fees. It's fine. It's your day out when you're on the course, when you're on the links. That's fine. But the liquor stick and beer sleeve allows you to have fun while you're in between the 19th hole.
Did I tell you that I found my lefty golf set finally?
I've been searching for
lefty clubs at the thrift store for years, and I finally found a whole set.
At Play It Again Organs?
No.
Play It Again Sport, actual.
No. At the ARC thrift store that I go to.
Oh, okay.
They were like... a dollar a club.
Are the woods actually made of wood? That was my first set. The woods actually, not the handle, but like the...
No. But it was funny when I got to the park, because it was like, it must have been sometime last week when the Rockies were still in town. Mm-hmm. I was like, Kyle Freeland. I'm like, you golf lefty, right? He's like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, I finally found lefty clubs. And he's like, good for you.
There you go.
And I'm like, thank you. I need to plant this like idea in your head. So like when you're getting rid of your clubs, maybe you pass them down to me. Because he's got nice clubs.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably wears Pins and Aces too. Like,
he's a stylish guy.
They got button ups. I've yet to wear my button up on set yet. Like, I'm waiting to bust that out for a really warm day.
I still need some Pins and Aces gear.
You gotta jump on it. Chase Anderson jumped on a big win on Friday night.
Yes.
7-2 victory. 6 innings pitched. 2 runs. Did give up 2 solo home runs, but Chase Anderson. Wowie kazowie. He's been phenomenal.
Sure. That's a word. Why did you say that?
Because I'm loud. He just makes me say wowie kazowie.
You know what? Chase Anderson, what a steal. What a steal off the waiver wire.
Do you not think he's worthy of a wowie kazowie, Susan?
I think he's better than a wowie kazowie.
Okay. All right. That's fine. She said it. I got her to say it. Discord. No. This is not.
So tired already.
This is not. We should try to have a word of the day. Let's see if we can get Susie to say it or me to incorporate some weird ass word. That could be a fun little side game to do.
Gosh.
Huge rally in the 6th inning. 6 runs there. Diaz, Nolan Jones, 2 run doubles on Friday. That was one that they absolutely needed to win after the backbreaker on Thursday.
Yeah.
They come back and do it to the Royals bullpen. First time Colorado had come back when trailing after 7 innings. I said rally in the 6th. It was a rally in the 8th where they got those 6 runs. That was really huge. And that's kind of the start of that closer transition. Bard came in to secure the win. He was kind of in there for the save. Mm-hmm. He couldn't get it done. And then Lawrence does it. So good for him on back-to-back nights on Friday and Saturday. So right now, depending on if you're in a fantasy league, you might want to get some shares of Justin Lawrence because he could be that guy for the gig, at least until Daniel Bard officially takes over.
Mm-hmm. Listen, the sweeper be sweeping, as we all know.
Yeah, this is true.
That's what they say about sweepers. They be sweeping.
Oh, yes. Not the Rockies ain't sweeping, unfortunately.
No, the Rockies,
it's close.
Got swept earlier this week. Could have swept today.
Yeah, that's true.
That would have been fun.
A couple transactions. Noah Davis and Nick Mears were activated off the injured list. They're down in Albuquerque now. So those are two more arms to bring up when the time is right, which is good to see. And then what was not good to see, Ryan Ralston on Friday night went through 19 pitches before trainers came out. He was done. But it might not be as bad as it looked, right?
I don't think we know enough about it right now, but he was just put on the injured list earlier today, but they took him out as a precaution. This is what I heard from down in Albuquerque, but he had left shoulder stiffness and then was supposed to throw the usual bullpens between starts, but instead he's on the IL now.
Yeah.
So that's...
I can't believe he still has never made his major league debut.
I know. If it wasn't for... the shoulder surgery to begin with, he could have debuted,
if it wasn't for life.
Last year.
When he was drafted in 2018, he was so good for that short season. And he started off really well in 2019. And again, 2019 into like the first week of July, Rockies were still in position for one of the wild cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, my prediction was that, all right, Rockies are going to the postseason again, or they're going to battle for it. And because they can be very frugal at the trade deadline, they would not go out and trade for, let's say, a left-handed arm. They would bring up Ryan Rollison. Mm-hmm. He'd still be a starter going forward, but Rollison would come up in September in 2019, and he'd be a guy to get out one or two guys.
And that's what you thought. That's what you pictured. That was on your wish list.
In 2019,
yeah.
He still hasn't played a game in the big leagues yet. That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That was a best case scenario that I had seen for him. And right now it's been nothing but the worst case scenario for him.
I know. When I heard that news the other day about him and getting taken out of the game, just 19 pitches. He was not out there for very long.
No.
That's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope him nothing but the best of recovery for him. Look, if you need some recovery gear for your eyeballs, like maybe if you're on a bender because of the NBA finals,
where are you going?
We know some people that are doing that. Look, you might have to put some shades on, like some shady rays.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The sun's really bright. I mean, that might be the
I'm staying for the game tonight, so that'll be me tomorrow.
Yeah. That'll be
rocking
the benefits
my shadies
of it being, rainy out and the sun's not blasting.
Are you ready for this? Look how quickly I found them.
Wow. You've beaten me. Like, mine's out of arm's reach. You've bested me on that. You've absolutely bested me on that.
I love these. Like, I look incredible.
Besides them looking great, they make you feel great because if you lose them, what happens?
They will replace them.
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul.
What if you break them?
They will replace them.
No harm, no foul. It's Shady Rays. It's fantastic. And if you happen to not like them within 30 days, that's okay, right?
Send them back.
They will return them.
Yeah.
They'll give you a full refund. Shady Rays is the way to go. Buy one, get one free right now when you use code DNVR over at ShadyRays.com. Independent sunglass company that is just crushing it. Over 200,000 five-star reviews. And you know what? If you go down to Park Meadows Mall, you can actually buy two or more pairs of polarized shades and you get 50% off those bad boys as well. Will you be drinking some Mile High City Breck Brew tonight?
I think it still only exists at Ball Arena right now.
Damn.
Yeah. Because Baby Ball doesn't have it? Because the demand is so high for it.
That's true.
And they can only keep up with making it so much. Yeah. I don't know if we have it at the bar right now. But I wish we did.
You know what you should do? Breckbrew.com. Okay. Check out the Breck Brew Locator. This is for any of us to do. See if you can find it. Maybe you've got there's someone out there that has the second largest stock of Mile High City Golden Ale. I mean, besides it tasting great, I mean, they've been selling all kinds of units of it all season long.
Oh, yeah.
Even last summer. But that being said, this is the time where everyone really wants a taste of that. And so, yeah, sure, it can be a little bit harder to find, especially since, in my opinion, it gave Nikola Jokic that it factor to go back-to-back on MVPs. And it should have been three-time MVP. And I think we're really seeing that right now.
What is the point of this right now?
That Mile High City Golden Ale is Nikola Jokic's spinach. He pops the top, guzzles it, triple-double. That's what I'm saying. I can't guarantee it's going to do the same for you.
For legal purposes, this is a joke. We're not accusing Nikola Jokic of playing drunk.
No. No. Absolutely.
No, we wouldn't.
His body might even be able to metabolize it really well, for all we know, right? All right. Before we get too weird, we should more properly get weird, wild, and wonderful here with Charlie Blackman, the bear. There should be a bear somewhere in Yellowstone or in a park somewhere in Colorado named Charlie Blackman.
Oh my gosh, I've missed this graphic. Look at us just like camping.
Because hurricanes have names and like Now they give names to like winter storms.
They do.
They should, you know, bears in national parks should be named after Colorado Rockies players because they are the team of the Rocky Mountain region. So we've got our Charlie Blackman, the bear, to help us out with all the weird, wild, and wonderful things over this weekend. There was actually a lot. My number one weird thing, Jordan Lyles, still alive.
Jordan Lyles is still around.
He's still around.
Still playing.
Still torturing the Rockies.
Like, actually looked good against the Rockies.
Yeah, like, really good. Five innings pitch, gave up really one upsetting. Run. And he's been bad all season, too. But against the Rockies, of course, he does it. Now, his career record, so he was 0-9 this season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and then so he got the loss. But his career record is 66-99. 5.19 ERA. The Royals signed him to a two-year deal. He's made $43.7 million in his career, and there's still another $8.5 million due to him next year. For a guy with a 66-99 career record, one loss away for 100 losses, 5.19 ERA. Jordan Lyles. Wow.
That is good for him, you know? Get that money.
He's getting the bag, and I just don't know
get
how.
Get that money, give us nothing. Like, it's just incredible.
I was on the cusp of going out to this trip, and one reason why I was glad I didn't. There's a couple reasons why.
You were gonna go to Kansas City.
I was gonna drive, actually. Yeah, I was gonna drive 9 hours.
You would drive.
I was gonna stop over. This is so. I do this with my wife all the time, where I'll say these grand ideas of things I wanted to do or gifts I want to give her,
yeah.
But I don't, and I'm like, I feel like I still get half credit for it. Even though I did nothing, I just wanted you to know that I was thinking it. You know what I'm saying? It works. But I don't do it just because it works. It's just a byproduct of things I wanted to do, but I didn't do. I was going to stop in Wichita, and I'm like, what business do I have watching a Wind Surge Tulsa Drillers game of between Dodgers and Twins prospects? No business, but I would have figured it out.
You would have made it a thing.
That would have been Thursday night. I would have been there Friday, Saturday. Probably would have driven back. Still would have made this show today. But I-70 was closed because they were blowing up a bridge nearby.
I-70 is always so much
chaos. It was closed all weekend. I-70 in Kansas City, like, it's kind of a big deal.
That is a big deal.
The Blue Ridge Boulevard Bridge. For those
say
folks
that.
In Kansas City.
Say that 10 times fast.
I can't even say it once fast. But the thing that I missed that I got like FOMO for a half a second. Then I go, you can't go to every trip. You don't know what's going on.
Oh.
Big Slick Charity Softball. Did you see all the stuff?
Oh my gosh. They had so many famous people at the park.
Like a lot. Also a lot of like people had no idea who the hell they were.
Right before
care.
The game. Yeah. Like actual like real big celebrities.
Huge.
Weird Al Yankovic. Jason Sudeikis. like who else was there? Patrick Mahomes.
So I ranked them. Do you want me to go
you
for
ranked them?
The low to high or high
oh,
to
yeah,
low?
Paul Rudd was there.
High to low? Or low to high?
High to low.
Okay.
So give me your, oh yeah, yeah.
The mega stars.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd, Suds, Jason Sudeikis, AKA Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. And then two Kansas City Chiefs players, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. They're
very famous.
They
just won a Super Bowl.
They just won a Super Bowl. You know, word on the street is a couple of the Rockies players, well, they did bring Patrick Mahomes jerseys. They were getting them autographed. But you didn't hear that from me. You did not hear that from me.
No, I saw it on social media.
Yeah. You have respect, okay?
I have no issue with them getting autographs from Patrick Mahomes.
True. Some people will. I don't. I don't necessarily do. The stars. Now, not megastars, but stars. Darius Rucker, not my cup of tea, but you got to respect what
he's
doing.
I love Darius Rucker. He's a good dude.
Yep.
We've taken shots together before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finn Wolfhard, do you know who that is?
I have no idea who that is. No clue.
It's a great name, though, right?
It's a good name.
Now, did I plant that name in there because it's a fake name or that's a real person? Susie, Finn Wolfhard is a real person, yes or no?
I'm going to guess it's a real person.
Why are you Googling?
But yeah, now I'm looking it up. I said it's a real, oh, this
Stranger
guy.
Stranger Things, yeah. He looks like a Finn Wolfhard, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, he does. I didn't watch Stranger
There's
Things.
There's all kinds of people here.
There were, right?
You got the hot ones dude here.
Yes. Yeah, I saw him. Yeah,
so he's in the lowest tier, but he's in the specific audience. Like, if you know, you're going to pop. You're going to be excited.
Sam Levine, famous of Freaks and Geeks.
Also in specific audience.
Oh my gosh.
Audience.
Wait, no, that's because it's such a good show, too.
Tim Heidecker, also again for a specific comedy audience. And then the you should know, but you might not. Punky Johnson, she's on SNL. You should know who she is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Joe Latrulia, who's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That guy, yeah.
He's in so many things.
David Cook, I think, won, like, American Idol back when it was, like, cool to win American Idol?
Yes.
Tiff, how deep can you go? Will you name someone that neither of us know? Because about half the list, I honestly didn't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably it. Weird Al.
They can also be like local
people. Al Roker was there.
Yes.
Get the heck out of here. How did they get Al Roker?
Who's the guy in the bottom left again? Al what?
Weird Al Yankovic.
What's his name?
Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah.
What?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yankovic.
Isn't that?
It's just Al.
Oh, it's not like the Serbian pronunciation?
You're giving it a little bit more to it, but I like that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I didn't see any clips of the actual game, but some good celebrities there.
Yeah, no, I saw the celebs. I'm like, okay, this is like actually really cool that like all these dudes get to like,
yeah,
like all these people we know are just meeting all these famous people. Yeah. I definitely had FOMO.
It was wonderful that Bud Black and, as we said, Mike Moustakis, mm-hmm. they kind of got their flowers, warm reception from KC fans. Mm-hmm. It was only Buddy's second time actually managing in Kansas City.
Which is crazy. I mean, that won't be the case so much moving forward now that everyone goes everywhere every other year.
Sure.
But nice that he gets to go back. It's a place that means a lot to him.
Absolutely. It was, like I said, it was weird for the Rockies guys maybe to get Patrick Mahomes autographs. But I guess you get it.
No, but I mean, like, he's, you know, a very talented athlete. He's a superstar.
He's in their world.
And true. He's in their world, yeah.
It's true.
Game has to recognize game.
There you go. Well put.
Yeah.
I did appreciate a couple of nice pitcher-hitter matchups. You had Brenton versus Jackson Coar of the Royals. Brenton Doyle versus Jackson Coar.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure that's the first instance of a Brenton facing off against a Jackson in MLB history.
Okay.
Not double unique, although maybe I need to start a new spreadsheet of just pitcher-hitter matchups.
Yeah.
Because that would be one. And then also Brenton versus Brady today. That's how you know we're in 2023. Brenton against Brady, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of while there was only 57,000 people all weekend. We forget how lucky we are. Or unlucky, because there are people mm-hmm. going, hey, that's maybe part of the problem why there needs to be some more wholesale changes with the Rockies front office.
I mean,
and the ownership is there's too many people coming to games. But in Kansas City, Paul Rudd's hanging out. Bud Black's coming back. So is Mike Moustakis. Beautiful weekend. 57,000 for three games.
You know what, though? I feel like Rockies attendance, like we've had weekends that are not much better than 57K over three games.
For weekday games. Yeah, that's true. Early on in the season.
You know,
the Miami series, it was pretty much like 20,000 for all four of those games.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. which is more than this.
But not three. Much more. That's no, not much more.
But on a weekend in Kansas City, I mean, I wonder if school's out for them. Because there's an East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. I didn't realize when I moved out here that like kids are like already out of school. I was like, wait, there's like all these kids in my neighborhood like screaming this weekend and like, or like, not this weekend, like during the week. And I was like, why are you not at school? I'm like about to call the cops. And they're like, it's summer vacation. I'm like,
Raving carry is very on. Big for elementary kids now. That's been the new thing.
Raving?
Oh, yeah. And raging.
And both. Raging. Yeah. They're raging.
Oof, that's... Hormones will do that. You know,
teenagers
what I mean?
Have taken over my gym.
Oh, that's, no.
Oh, the gym. Well, I think at Planet Fitness, they're like, oh, if you're under 30 years old, you just get a free membership because we're. And so that's promoting a whole other thing. Health. Promoting good health. So that's kind of nice. What's also kind of nice that, you know what? They might not promote good health, but they're going to help you out if you get hurt and your health has been impacted. We're talking other than Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
They've been doing it for over 25 years, helping Colorado families to the tune of over $1 billion. We're talking about Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
I thought you were you're messing with me there on the delay.
Sorry, I was reading a message from Spencer, but continue on.
There you go. No upfront fee when you work with Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
All right. They're going to help you out. That's the thing. No fee for working on your case, no fee to talk to them, no fee until you win money. You can check them out at any of their offices. We're talking Denver, Aurora, Inglewood, as well as Fort Collins. 30 lawyers, 100 folks on staff. They're going to help you out. Just give them a phone call if you like. 222-2222. All the Colorado area codes
work. All twos.
That's it.
Let's go.
All Alexi Amaristas. That's it. 222-2222. Find out if you have a case, whether it's car accident, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrian, you name it, give them a call for free because you know who wins?
Backus and Shanker.
That's who wins.
I just got a message from Spencer about where our seats are.
Ooh.
So actually, this takeover, section 108.
Which I'm drawing a blank in my head.
So like that's like the map is near the foul pole. Okay. So like you might catch, you could catch a home run. You could catch a foul ball. It's like really right there.
Right here?
Like right here. Right there. Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
All
right, so I think this is home run territory here.
It's definitely
your
Sass Tatis territory.
Definitely. Actually, for real.
That's it. If you really want to learn a little bit about how to be sassy in Denver, how about this segue? Come down to the DNVR bar where we are nothing but sass because the Nuggets are doing it. They're winning in four. Knock, knock. Specials on the Rakia.
I don't know. Rakia.
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 Thank you. Rakia. Breck Brew specials, $10 cover, as we said, not for the diehards. You get in for free. Mm-hmm. 21 or older, unless you've been accompanied by an adult. You get some free Breck Brews too if you're paying the cover. You if you're watching this now, you need to be like, jump in your car. It's okay. You can stop listening to us because hurry up. The bar's filling up. It might already be full.
I think it's already full.
It's already full?
I think it's already full.
Game three. That's the one that you got to get down to. Mm-hmm. That's your last chance. That's it.
I got one. You want to play a game?
Yes.
You want to play Fielder's Choice?
Let's.
Okay.
Are there baseball ones in this time?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
There were baseball ones in last time, too.
Yes, that's true.
So, what? Why did you ask that?
You're crown molding in here. They really improved Studio B. It's another reason why to check us out on DVR Sports Channel.
Oh, live my on YouTube. Gosh. All right, Patrick, would you rather have nosy neighbors or noisy neighbors?
Okay. And do I live at the ballpark?
No, you live at your house.
Okay, I live at my house. You said it was baseball related.
Patrick, for Christ's sake.
nosy or noisy?
Yeah.
I have nosy. And I'd rather nosy than noisy.
Yeah.
I think I would.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, nosy just means they care.
I don't know. Yeah, they care. That means they care about themselves.
Nosy just means they're at least that they at least find you interesting enough.
And no, they care about themselves. It's selfish right there. That's what it is. Like, hey, how does this impact me? That's where the nose is going. I still would rather nosy because I can keep that as an arm length distance. Yeah. Definitely. How about you?
Nosy. Because I'm also nosy. I am nosy neighbors.
Oh, so you're just creating a superpower of nosiness.
Yes.
Tiffany, nosy or noisy?
I would go with nosy, mostly because of all the true crime I listen to, the nosy neighbor always knows something.
Thank you. That is such a great point, Tiff. The nosy neighbors are the ones who are going to notice if you got murdered.
But if you have a nosy neighbor, that does increase your likelihood for there to be a murder in and around your neighborhood. Whereas if you just said the nosy neighbors know what the hell's going on. Ergo, come on, this logic makes sense here. Just saying.
Correlation, not causation.
True.
Patrick, would you be rather stuck on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator?
Okay, is this an elevator at a ballpark?
Throw something.
Kind of ski lift. Because I'd be less claustrophobic. I would be in cold.
But you'd be so cold. You could actually die, though. Like, you would get hypothermia.
Potentially.
Depending on how long you're up there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, am I able to, like, possibly scale down? Do, like, a little drop-down situation?
No, you're stuck.
Yeah, that would be rough. I do dream about, like, almost being stuck in an elevator and just, like, mentally preparing myself for that day when it could happen, you know? But you know what you're supposed to do if you're in a falling elevator? How about this?
You're supposed to jump, right?
Not really. I mean, it's a great concept, right? But how do you know when to jump? You're going, okay, 12th floor, 11th floor. How are you going to know?
So what do you do?
You don't tense your body up. You'd be like, oh, that'll brace my fall. No, all your bones will break. You just got to be like really like relaxed. Like in a car accident.
Ragdoll?
You almost ragdoll.
Okay.
And then that will decrease the damage. You're still probably get jacked up if you're in a falling elevator, but you don't want to be like stiff and tense.
Yeah.
You want to like try to stay as relaxed as possible. I always think of that when I'm in the car where I'm like, all right, I got to maybe hit on my brakes. I'm like, let me just lay back in my seat a little bit, let the airbag do its job and be relaxed. Because that's what you're supposed to do. Easier said than done.
The things you learn on the DNVR Rockies podcast, everyone. Be careful out there.
That's it. How about you? I don't ski.
I would.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, I don't ski either. I would rather be in the elevator.
Yeah. I'd hear here.
I'd probably rather be caught at this elevator. I will get stuck in this elevator. So we have the oldest elevator in the city of Denver in our building.
Literally, almost literally?
Like it actually might be literal.
It's pretty old.
All right, Patrick, would you rather the City Connects become the primary uniform in the black vests or Saturday home jerseys, or leave it the way it is?
Say that one more time.
City Connects become the primary uniform for the Colorado Rockies. We see green pants every single day, ooh, except Saturdays when it's black vest day. Or leave it the same.
Wow. I would leave it the same. This was a good one because... There finally are going to be people on both sides of the fence for that one. I think I would leave it the same. I like the City Connect. Green pants are just kind of whatever. Black vest is great. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say about discontinued jerseys. I think we know that.
They do. It's a famous saying only about discontinued jerseys. Mack,
when he managed the Philadelphia Athletics, he came up with that. But that being said, I like the home pinstripes. I like the purple jerseys. And so... I don't think I would go with that trade. Maybe 5 years down the line just to like mix it up. But no, I would leave it the same.
I would take the trade. Mm-hmm. I love the black vests. I've always loved the black vests. Black vests leaving did not make me more fond of them.
Mm. How have the Rockies never had purple vests? I don't think they've ever had purple vests. You know,
cause it's too much. Cause it's not cool.
What if there were purple vests with the green pants and the purple piping?
Oh, no, I want to throw
too
up.
Too much? That's a beer league softball team, but a good one.
Yeah.
But a good one.
This one's relevant if you were paying attention to the game today. Would you rather have to be completely sedentary for an entire year of your life, or the right side of your face is completely paralyzed for the rest of your life?
Paralyzation in my face.
Yeah.
I think that one's kind of easy. Yeah, I want to feel good. I don't necessarily need to look good. That's just me. Right? So like, yeah. I don't want to be sedentary. I don't want to be just sitting around. That would drive me nuts.
Do you know, would be crazy. Do you know who that is in reference to?
Someone who's sitting around. Which part? Both parts?
Yeah, both parts.
So you have
parts.
Bell's palsy basically in half of your face?
It's not Bell's palsy, but it's forever. Bell's palsy's temporary.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. No, who's that about?
So Royals pitcher Taylor Clark, who came into the game today, he is paralyzed on half of his face. He really? Can feel it, but he can't move it at all. And it's been like that since he was born.
Really?
So like there was like a whole big, he did a big interview about it like a couple of years ago. Doctors don't know how it happened. His family is convinced that it's because he was a huge baby. And like something happened during birth, he's never been able to move the one side of his face. But when he was a kid, they were like, listen, like we can try to do a surgery where we graft muscle and like do all this stuff. And like, it would take a couple of surgeries and it might come back. It might not, but he would have to be sedentary for an entire year. They're like, this is such an active young kid. Like
for just the face?
For the face. Yeah. That's have to like rest for a whole year. Cause it sounds like a major surgery.
Oh.
So decided not to, but yeah, it was a huge struggle that he went through his whole childhood, his whole life, his whole career. Like, but baseball was his outlet. And that's
Taylor Clark.
That's what made him who he is. I thought that was such an interesting story.
I wonder if he would be able to do that like post career. Cause I imagine as an adult, you might not have to wait as long for that to happen. Or maybe the window of opportunity has passed on that.
I would guess that it's probably passed.
Yeah.
You know,
no, good choice by the parents. Obviously he's probably really happy with that decision to do that. Yeah. I mean, was he like when he was born, did they have to use the salad tongs? Like that's maybe what happened,
when
right?
He was born. Legit. So he was 10 pounds when he was born, and which is pretty big. And his mother went during labor. She actually broke her tailbone. He was huge.
Wow.
I know.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So would you renounce?
Would rather be a 10-pound baby.
Or have a 10-pound baby?
I mean, it's different now, obviously. And I'm sure it's different for him in a sense, too, because he actually had to live that way as a child. It's one thing for me to be as an adult, like to... Again, my head goes down different rabbit holes just to, like, mentally prepare myself for situations, God forbid. And be like, oh, well, what if I had some kind of awful scar on my face? Be like, it's like, it would suck. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't, you know, want to spend thousands of dollars on plastic surgery to get it fixed necessarily because of the literal cost of it and the downtime. So I'm okay with it now as an adult, but as a kid, man, that must have been rough.
Yeah, because kids are awful. Like, yeah, you got made fun of and, yeah, and you can't smile in pictures.
No.
You know?
That's true.
But he got through it.
Wow. I hadn't heard that story.
Yeah, I thought it was such an interesting story.
Good for him. What about you? What would you do?
I would rather have his situation. Yeah, I wouldn't do the surgery.
You'd go through a TIFF, you too? Yeah. As always, the most boring podcast on the network.
We just agree on stuff. You love to see it. That's it.
Good game. DNVR agreements. That's it.
Actually, you know, one more. Would you rather be a kid your whole life or an adult your whole life?
Whoa.
Ooh.
And a kid baseball player and an adult baseball player? Baseball podcast, so I got thinking in the baseball perspective. I don't know. I think adult.
Do I have a parent taking care of me the entire time?
Are they forced into the situation where they like can't die their whole life now because?
Okay, that was too far.
Well,
thinking more like I have to be responsible for myself as a child because that would be terrible.
This can impact Andy. So I'm just saying, I just want to be Andy's voice. I want to make sure he doesn't get negatively impacted on this show by your decision.
He's talking about my dad.
Andy, what's up, Andy? The homie. The homie, man.
The homie. He is the homie.
Yeah, no, being an adult's great.
I didn't like being a kid, so I would not want to be a kid again. No, it was boring.
But there were a lot more horses in your life. I know that.
There were, yeah. We had a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have more horses as a kid, whereas an adult.
I mean, if I wanted to buy a horse as an adult, like I could get a horse if I wanted a horse.
Buy? See, all right. I didn't know you had it like that. All right. I thought maybe you'd lease a horse or something, maybe, and with an option to buy, but...
You can lease a horse. That is a real thing, though.
Why not? Yeah.
No, it like is a real thing.
Sure.
No, it is a real thing.
I know. Anything can be. No, but it is. Yes. Tiffany, are you going to be a child or are you going to be an adult?
Probably an adult.
Or what if you could have a normal life, but you would have to buy a horse and raise it? Option three.
I can't do this.
Patrick, we've actually all given up.
These hypotheticals are fun.
Go about. Did you like that? Was that a good fielder's choice?
That was good. That was okay. Good. That was a good good fielder's choice. And, you know, I don't have a choice. I have to do a show on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It has to be done. Giants, Padres, kind of preview that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Talk some prospects with some prospect people.
Who are your prospect people?
Still lining it up. I think we got the homie Aaron McBride.
The homie.
From Blake Street Banter, yes.
That's exciting.
He was scouting the Yard Goats. He was in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
And there was place to scout Yard Goats.
Oh, yeah. There was like a fight. Or like not a fight, but there was a benches clearing that I would like to get some more information on.
It was an incident.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So get some more info on that, please.
Yeah. Looking forward to talking with Aaron. And we'll start previewing, you know, the minor league players of the week. I think we'll get that going now.
Okay.
We'll start our week off with that. And that'll be a lot of fun. And we're always having fun on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies, at Patrick D. Lyons is where I can be found.
And you can find me at @TheSusieHunter on most platforms.
Yes, including Mastodon.
No, I don't know how to use Mastodon. I said most platforms. Listen to me one time. I don't know how to use it. So I don't know how to sign up. I don't know how it works.
Goodreads? Are you on Goodreads? Where you have all your books, you know, liked and flagged?
Probably, actually. I think so.
There you go. I don't know if you can actually look at other people's books on there.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know if there's a lot of social media. Tiff, go ahead and plug away and where you're at on social media as well.
Tiffany with an I _Tano on Twitter. And that's pretty much it.
Tano. And Pinterest, though. You're a big pinner, no?
Yeah, I love Pinterest.
Yes, of course she does.
I used to be so good at it. But you know what? We have been good at this and we've been given us ourselves a little momentum, but unfortunately, you know what they say about momentum. It's only, and what do you know what they say though?
I have no clue.
They say, not me.
What, I have no clue who they even are.
They. So they identify. They say, you're only as good as your next show. So we will talk to you on Tuesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, right here live on the DNVR Sports Channel, live on YouTube.